This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. Flynn had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. A retired Army general, Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI about interactions he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States in the weeks leading up to Mr. Trump's inauguration in January 2017. He has since sought to withdraw the plea, arguing that prosecutors violated his rights. His sentencing has been deferred several times. President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday pleaded with Americans to take steps to remain safe over the Thanksgiving holiday as COVID-19 cases soar. Biden gave a presidential-style speech acknowledging people's fatigue with restrictions amid the coronavirus pandemic, but urging them to exercise caution as caseloads surge. Mr. Biden also appealed for unity in his address to the nation.
We're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other. This is the moment where we need to steel our spines, redouble our efforts, and recommit ourselves to the fight. Let's remember, we're all in this together.
The Democratic former vice president again said he would take immediate steps to address the coronavirus pandemic on taking office on January 20th. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border, the ship's manager said Wednesday, in an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel. From Washington, this is VOA News. Food is running short in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region, while the prime minister again rejects what he calls foreign interference in the country's three-week conflict. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN says it has been unable to send aid into the Tigray region of some 6 million people since the fighting began, estimating 2 million people urgently need help. The international community is pleading for progress and immediate humanitarian access. Now Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, is rejecting a growing international consensus for dialogue and a halt to deadly fighting in the country. Ahmed says he will handle the conflict on his own as a 72-hour surrender ultimatum runs out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Argentine soccer great Diego Maradona has died. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Soccer fans around the world are mourning the loss of Diego Maradona. He was considered among the best players in history and led Argentina to the 1986 World Cup title. Maradona was famous for a spellbinding style of play and the hand of God goal in which he punched the ball into England's net during the 1986 World Cup quarterfinals. Tributes poured in from around the world, including posts on social media from Pele and Lionel Messi, who wrote that today is a sad day for all Argentinians and for football. His reputation was tarnished by cocaine addictions and an ill-fated spell in charge of the national team, but he remains an idol in soccer-mad Argentina, known as Golden Boy. He was 60 years old. I'm Jennifer King.
Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has revealed she had a miscarriage in July, giving a personal account of the traumatic experience in hope of helping others. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
Meghan, Britain's Duchess of Sussex, has revealed that she had a miscarriage in an opinion piece published by the New York Times on Wednesday. The wife of Prince Harry wrote about the experience in detail, saying it took place one July morning when she was caring for son Archie. The intimate details shared in the article are at odds with the usual policy of senior members of the British royal family, reveal almost nothing about their personal lives.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will have some changes. Organizers say the crowds of people who line the streets to catch a glimpse of the parade will be missing because of the coronavirus pandemic. Spectators of the annual event will have to view the parade on television. Macy's also plans to restrict the parade to its storefront on 34th Street in New York City, cutting out its signature 4-kilometer route. Also this year, high school and college marching bands will be absent. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.